do something. Temperatures rising just like an oven, girl. It only takes a kiss or two. Well, the grass in the field's growing up high. Let's get lost, baby, you and I. Make hay while the sun shines. Dance all night in the moonlight. We both know we're good together. We ain't gonna be young forever. Take my hand, take a chance, baby, jumping. Ain't no better time for making hay while the sun shines. Take about 3 or 4 days. Little back road or long highway, girl. We don't need a plan. Life a little boring, more every mile. I got the wheel and you got the smile, girl. Cruising through the south land. Let's take all the troubles, put them in a sack. Throw them out the window, never look back in. Make hay while the sun shines. Dance all night in the moonlight. We both know we're good together. We ain't gonna be gone forever. Take my hand, take a chance, baby, jumping. Ain't no better time. Making hay while the sun shines. Yeah, yeah. This world keeps spinning faster. So let's make hay while the sun shines. Dance all night in the moonlight. We both know we're good together. We ain't gonna be young forever. Take my hand, take a chance, baby, jumping. Ain't no better time. Take my hand, take a chance, baby, jumping. Ain't no better time. Making hay while the sun shines.
Is Kane Brown.
New truck, big lift, old roads. We've been tearing up since way back when. But these wheels are innocent. New hitch, new seats, no hit story. And you just can't fake that, so let's change that. Girl, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. We could break it in if you know what I mean.
All night, no breaks, I'll tell. No gate, ain't gotta try too hard. My baby's pushed to start. All torque, full speed, off-road, on me. 0 to 100 fast, my foot ain't touched the gas. I said, hey baby, slow it down, let's make it last. You said, where's the fun in that? Yeah, let's go put some miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. Mile. Turn up the night like that radio dial. Shoulder to shoulder where nobody knows. Know where we're going, we ain't going on. We're putting miles on it. Back of the Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in if you know what I mean. Put some miles on it. Chevy with the engine running. Just you and me in a truck bed wide like a California king. We could break it in.
miles on it. New Country, 93.5. The way we address people, is that changing? Is it lost forever by calling people by Mr. and Mrs.? Is it gone?
It seems like it's definitely on its way out. If someone called me Miss Spencer, I wouldn't know who you're talking to, honestly.
And what if they call you ma'am or sir?
Ooh.
Is that still a thing? In minutes.
There's a spot in my driveway where you can park your car. I know a place off the highway where there's a sky full of stars and it ain't far. Got a bottle of red wine, just waiting for the right night. The right girl, the right time, sounds good, don't it? Well, it's got your name on it, if you want it. Every day I got left, every dollar in my pocket, that shotgun side of my F-150. Will you know, I want you in it, every minute. Got a front porch seat for you, girl, if you can swing it. My start, my end, my heart, my head. You can have it right now if you want it. It's got your name on it. Got a little space on the right side of this king size bed, and there's three little words I ain't never said yet. I spell it out in a tattoo on my arm just for you, right there in plain view, so the whole world knows it. 'Cause it's got your name on it, if you want it. Every day I got left, every dollar in my pocket, that shotgun side of my sundown, my forever, my right now. If you like how that sounds, you might as well own it. 'Cause it's got your name on it, if you want it. Every day I got left, every dollar in my pocket, that shotgun side of my F-150. Girl, you know I want you with it, every minute. Got a front porch seat for you, girl, if you can swing it. My start, my
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. We were at another Casey Clark Show Classroom of the Month, and when we were at the classroom with Mrs. Brun's grade one class yesterday, what I noticed, listen, they were awesome. I loved the kids.
As they always are.
But we were introduced by our first names, and not Mr. and Miss, right?
And I mean, it makes sense because we refer to ourselves as our first names. Yeah. And in fact, I bet a lot of people don't even know what my last name is, which is great because I don't like using my last name.
Right.
But yeah, it's different, especially when you're in a school setting.
Yeah.
Because I think a lot of us grew up with the mentality of any adult that walks into a school is automatically a Mr., Miss, or Mrs.
So if you think we were, you know, guests that had different jobs, we would be addressed as a, with a, like a surname.
Like a real job.
Yeah. This is what I mean. Yeah.
Yes. You know what? That's a really good point. We probably would have been referred to as something else.
I think even the recess supervisors are referred to as Mr. and Mrs.
As they should
right.
be.
And no, exactly.
Yeah.
And listen, I'm not upset by it.
Oh gosh, me neither.
And I think it would have thrown me off equally if there was a Mr. in front of my name.
Oh, I would have looked around to be like, why is my mom here?
Yeah, you know, right? Yeah. Exactly. So, but it's interesting though, when you ask, hey, when's the last time you called somebody Mr. or Ma'am or Mrs.?
Oh my gosh.
Or Miss. Like, when's the last time you did that?
Oh, I don't. Oh, you know what's weird is because my parents are teachers, right?
Yeah.
So I will now run into my old teachers and or my parents' old coworkers. Mm-hmm. And or my mom will be talking about, oh, Jerry did this. And I'm like, who is that?
Right, right.
It's Mr. Hess. I'm like, right. Oh, right, 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 right. So I, even now when I see teachers and my parents' old friends.
Yeah.
I think I usually call them Mr. or Mrs. Right. So it's been pretty recently, actually, yeah. that I've called someone a Mr. or Mrs. But it's only because they are teachers or people that have taught me in the past.
I get weirded out when somebody calls me sir.
Oh.
I just get super weirded out, you know? Just,
it's so formal.
It is. And it's just like, really, do I look like a sir? I mean, are you just doing that to bug me?
That's it. Everyone's out to get you, I think, at the end
like,
of the day.
Look at this guy. Mm-hmm. He's holding on too hard.
Yeah.
Let's call him a sir and see what happens.
They have a bet with their buddies in the back. Like, I'm going to go up to this doofus, call him sir, and just to see what happens.
You know, I'll be in the Jip Rock department of Home Depot. And two of them are like, watch this. Look at this. Look at over here, Scooter. What's his deal? I'm going to go over and call him sir and see him unglued.
By the way, would you rather be called Scooter? Like if someone came
I don't
Scooter?
Know. Your problem. Hey, Scooter, what's going on there? Hey, buddy.
That is more fitting than someone calling you
I
sir.
I think so.
Yes.
Hey, buddy, can I help you? You're looking for your parents? Like, you know what?
Are you lost?
Yeah. You come here on your own?
Do you want a sucker?
Yeah. You want some stickers? Like, yeah, actually, I do want some stickers.
I would love that.
Do you got some? What kind? Like, I put them on my truck if you want. Oh, you got a little truck you put your stickers on?
Oh, vroom, vroom. Oh, that's
super
so fun.
Cute, super cute. Yeah, so when somebody calls me mister, I get kind of weirded out.
Yeah, it has become a very formal way to refer to somebody.
When's the last time you used the mister and missus or the sir and ma'am?
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick for the uptown top. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth. Before closing time, she caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down, you wanna get lost on the edge. Town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were at the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road. The window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack. Windows down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me six packs of Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. In a Chevrolet. She said, give me a dirt road. The windows down, you wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet.
Thanks for listening to the Casey Clark Show. New Country 93.5.
True, a town most folks just drive through. We sit out by the dam on a night when the air was warm. Mama was an angel, daddy was the same. When the lights cut off, I could sneak out late to a spot on the west side, baby, nobody knew. Come and find me down where the tree line ends and the cattails grow. We can be free, living our dreams out, singing to the radio. I was raised on a little patch of heaven, wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know, but I go back in a minute to the land and the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads. Corner bar, playing for keeps with this old guitar, and it was worth every minute when I heard those people sing. It's a long road home, but now I see what them old times meant to me. So when I get back, crack a bottle of Jack, you know where I'll be. You can find me down where the tree line ends and the cattails grow. We can be free, living our dreams out, singing to the radio. I was raised on a little patch of heaven, wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when it cold and blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know. Wheat fields and old dirt roads, where the tin roof sings, the whole damn thing shakes when the cold wind blows. Well, it ain't all sunshines and rainbows, hard times we all know, but I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads. I go back in a minute to the land of the wicked wheat fields and old dirt roads. La la la.
New Country 93.5.
Isn't it time you made your ride more electrifying? It's easy at Oakville Nissan. Get behind the wheel of the 2024 Nissan Ariya EV. Now with lease rates as low as 0.99% for 36 months. Plus, enjoy up to $5,000 stackable cash bonus. Oakville Nissan has it, and it's waiting for you. See it in person at 2316 South Service Road West. For all the details, visit OakvilleNissan.com. Oakville Nissan, where your experience matters.
We are gathered here today to celebrate life's big milestones. Do you promise to stand together through home purchases, auto upgrades, and surprise dents and dings?
We do.
To embrace life's big moments for any adorable co-drivers down the road?
We do.
Then, with the caring support of Desjardins Insurance, I pronounce you covered for home, auto, and flexible life insurance.
For life's big milestones, get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care.
so your employment has been terminated. Hey, bad things happen to good people. So let's talk now and help make things better. We're Monkhouse Law. With our years of employment law experience, you'll know for sure that the termination pay they are offering is actually what you're entitled. If not, we'll help you get it. Let's review your package together, because not talking to us costs you thousands. Connect now at MonkhouseLaw.com. Monkhouse Law. This is where justice lives.
Walking on a Cloud presents Stepping Lightly Through History, featuring Lori Vella.
Ready to step into your New Year's resolutions? Walking on a Cloud has the perfect footwear to keep you moving forward. Crush your workouts in New Balance sneakers. Explore new adventures in Merrell hiking shoes. Embrace a healthy lifestyle with the comfort of Birkenstock and Atrix, designed with support that lasts all day. Start your journey at Walking on a Cloud.
Life's a long walk. Love your shoes.
Overindulging last holiday? That was the old you. Now that it's 2025, it's time to embrace your happy new you resolution, thanks to Healthy Planet, with everything you need to get your family living healthy. Natural and organic food that makes you feel good to eat, guilt-free snacks, and supplements and vitamins to make this year your family's healthiest year ever. Visit one of Healthy Planet's 37 locations across Ontario, your one-stop health shop for everyday value.
When you can't repay.
Ever since 2020, we've been serving clients virtually. You can now meet with me from the comfort of your home. No more time off work or paying for gas or parking to visit us. No more time wasted in transit or visiting an office tower. Just you and me on a telephone or video call talking about your situation and how I can help. Sound good? Call me, Steve Welker, licensed insolvency trustee.
See stevewelker.ca.
All the truth that I believe, you are my life.
New Country 93.5. So it seems that calling someone ma'am or sir is probably more commonplace than using the Mr. or Mrs.
I think very much so. Yeah.
So is it still alive? I don't hear a lot of, you know, younger people, even the, dare I say, littles, even middle littles, using the Mr. or Mrs.
And honestly, I don't know if it's as much of an age or generational thing as it's more just a formality. Like, I think a lot of people are seeing the whole Mr., Mrs., Sir, Ma'am thing as just way too fancy.
And long to say.
Yeah, it really is.
And long to say. That's coming up.
I'm a real black and white. I'm a half glass empty. Negative side, or I'm a jerk when I'm mad. I'm good at running my mouth, but I don't like to brag about that. Ha, but about that, I ain't worth it. Lord knows I ain't perfect, but you are the best decision that I ever made. You are everything to everything I ain't. You're 1 in 7 billion, girl, I've been near and far. Ain't nobody like who you are, and I love who you are, 'cause you know who you are. Can't believe that you're mine, all mine, but you are. Sometimes I wonder why you put up with me. I'm in over my head, girl, I'm out of my league. I'm a hell of a man, I'd hell on you, girl. If I could, I'd tell the whole world.
It's Megan Maroney, and here's my new song. Am I okay? Am I okay? I actually am very happy, and I actually want to be with this person, and he's actually being so nice to me.
On New Country.
On New Country.
I check my pulse, and my heart's still beating. Exhale, I think I'm still breathing. Both feet on the ground, but something's changed.
Okay.
guys that can't communicate.
It's New Country, 93.5. When's the last time you used the reference Mr., Mrs. when addressing someone?
It seems old school to almost do it, and really formal.
Super formal,
super
right?
Super formal.
Or somebody calling you ma'am?
Yeah.
I can't wait to be around you when somebody calls you ma'am, because I know it happens.
It has happened. Yeah, I don't get offended by it. No.
Hey, Carson, how often do you use Mr. or Mrs. when addressing somebody?
How often? If I'm in presence of someone of like a teacher or an elder, then I use it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or a customer.
A customer.
Yeah, a customer.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, when I have a customer of mine, I refer them as Mr. or Mrs. Right? You know, you got to be polite, respectful.
Sure.
Yeah. I see. Have you ever run into an instance where you haven't done the Mr. and Mrs. thing with a customer and they've been offended that you first named them?
Not necessarily, no, but it all depends on who you're dealing with, too,
yeah,
right?
That's true. Yeah. Hey, we should start doing that. Hey, Carson, we should go, this is Mr. Hey, Mr. Carson, are you all right? Like, how does that feel? Like, doesn't that feel weird?
It does feel weird, right? Uh-huh. You know, coming from you guys, because we talk sometimes.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, because we're friends.
I love coming from you guys, everything's weird.
Yeah. So when's the last time you've been called sir? Because that's got to feel good.
Oh, it's been a while. But when someone did it, I think they did it like spitefully. They got the kind of
I think I get that too.
Yes.
Yeah, I think I'm a target.
Yeah, it's like when someone says to go do it, and then you go, "Yes, sir."
Yes, sir. Like, right away, sir.
Yes, I've been saying that. Yeah.
So that's almost like a spiteful thing as a joke. Like, okay, I'll get right on it now.
Yeah. Yeah. Sir, yes, sir, right away. Sir, yeah. I do that a lot.
Sometimes it's just that, sir, can I help you up?
Do you need a boost?
Are you okay, sir? You seem unwell. do you need me to call you somebody?
Are your parents around, sir?
Oh, my gosh. Are you okay, sir? I mean, do you need a bib, sir?
Hey, you know. As we get older, that happens.
Hey? Well, you know, listen, hey, I'm there. Embrace it.
Exactly.
While I'm wearing my Sum 41 ball cap.
Right.
And my jorts.
There we go.
All right. Carson, you're a beauty. You are a beauty.
All right.
Have yourself a great day.
You too, guys.
See you, buddy.
Thanks, Carson.
Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, say, the sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget something like that. White t-shirt, she was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget something like that. Oh, not something like that.
Hey, thanks for hanging out tonight with the Casey Clark Show on New Country 93.5.
I've spent so long trying to make right all my wrongs, but I miss being stoned, 'cause it would make this easy. If I give myself an inch, hell, I might take them all. And she can't take my calls when I'm too drunk to dial. I love to sugarcoat this, dethrone all my roses, but you caught me at my lowest. The hardest part of getting clean are all the damn apologies, paying tolls on bridges that I'm fine. I've been afraid of growing up, 'cause that would mean to sober up. But stoned and drunk don't mix with loving her. I'd rather that she hate me for who I am and not the man whose hands were shaky. I finally seen a sunrise and I cannot believe it. Curtains open wishing she was here to see it. And I thought that I could handle both ends of that candle, but I'm throwing in the towel. All the damn philosophies telling me how this is supposed to work.
I've been afraid of growing up and losing friends I used to trust. But stoning wrong don't mix with loving hurt. Does that make me a quitter?
Thanks for spending your day with Toronto's new country, 93.5. This is where your story begins. Starting at square one, Mississauga. Tickets on sale now. Visit dndimmersive.com.
It's time to experience the next chapter in elevated luxury at Lexus on the Park. Right now, take advantage of great offers on all remaining 2024 Lexus RX models with lease rates as low as 1.9%. Plus, enjoy up to $1,500 in delivery credits on select RX models while supply lasts. Details at lexusonthepark.ca or 1075 Leslie Street, just north of Eglinton. Lexus on the Park. Experience amazing now.
To everyone new to this country,
welcome to Canada. Bienvenue.
Get help settling in Canada from experts who know the lay of the land. We are Peel Career Assessment Services. Let our newcomer settlement team support you in your transition to making this great country your new home. We have a long history of helping thousands of people from various backgrounds settle and find and keep employment. And it's totally free. Peel Career Assessment Services. Book an appointment today. Funded by Immigration, Refugees and Citizenship Canada.
At BDC, we know being an entrepreneur means always being ready to take on challenges and seize opportunities. Get up to $100,000 with our small business loan to make your projects a reality. Simple, quick, and with no application fees, the BDC online loan offers you flexibility to protect your cash flow with favorable repayment terms. Apply now at bdc.ca/online loan. Certain conditions apply. BDC. Financing. Advising. Know-how.
Lost your job? Don't sign any agreement until you call Kornblum Law at 905-LOST-JOB. Make sure you get what you're owed. Call 905-LOST-JOB today and book a free consultation. Don't sign anything until you do, even if it appears to meet the company's legal obligations. Kornblum Law will review your case for free, and we don't get paid unless you get paid. Call 905-LOST-JOB now. Kornblum Law. Online at lostjob.ca.
New year, new vibes, and this time it's all about you. Ditch the resolutions that'll be forgotten by February. Instead, explore something you won't forget. Kick off the year with pleasure, and pinkcherry.ca has everything you need. In 2025, thrive. Focus on what really matters. You. At pinkcherry.ca, discover the best products to explore your intimate side, making this the year of truly unforgettable vibes. Ready for a spicy new you? Don't wait. Head over to pinkcherry.ca.
Wendy's has a new breakfast deal. Mix and match two items of your choice for only $4. Breakfast wrap, biscuit, or English muffin sandwiches, small seasoned potatoes, or small hot coffee. Choose two for $4 at Wendy's. Available for a limited time at participating Wendy's in Canada. Taxes extra.
When it's time to get to work, I mean really get to work, then it's time for Work and Wear. Since 1975, we've been offering the largest selection of safety clothing and footwear that you've ever seen. Our lineup is always stocked with brands like Carhartt, Tough Duck, Lock Lauder, Terra, Timberland, and Bluntstone, just to name a few. Get it now at workandwear.ca or visit our stores in Markham, Scarborough, and in Whitby.
You're listening to New Country 93.5, CFXJFM.
Yeah!
A Stingray radio station.
You like country? You're in the right place.
How do you put some real kick into your winter driving? You know we're talking Woodbine Nissan. Now with a full stable of Nissan Kicks waiting for you and ready to hit the road. Right now at Woodbine Nissan, lease the all-new redesigned 2025 Kicks weekly from just $69 for 39 months. Woodbine Nissan has them in stock and ready for immediate delivery. Details at WoodbineNissan.com or 60 Queens Clay Drive across from Woodbine Racetrack.
Woodbine Nissan, saddle up and ride.
Hey there. How would you like to win a down payment for an investment property? Hi, I'm Todd C. Slater, the Simple Investor. Join me on Saturday, January the 25th for our Simple Seminar webinar. We're going to get the new year started with our great down payment giveaway of not one, but two prizes. Increase your chances by joining us in studio. to register? Go to thesimpleinvestor.com today. The Simple Investor. We make the world a real estate investment simple.
The ball cap on a bar stool underneath the PBR line, saying everything under the moon to get you into my arms tonight. You've probably heard it 1,000 times, but it ain't what it looks like. Girl, let me tell you what it looks like. You look like waves on a sunset, and you can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you. I gotta tell you, baby, I've been the kind of boy your daddy never wanted you to go and fall in love with. The kind of boys you're probably done with their dumb shit. I bet you heard the stories and can't say I'm proud of it, but I've turned the page on the old me. Now I ain't looking back, cause you look like waves on a sunset. You can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a chug bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking, but girl, the hard truth is if this night don't turn into two, you look like I'm gonna wind up missing. Missing you in the morning, probably for the next few. Right here. You look like waves on a sunset. You can crash on me all night. You look like wine in a truck bed, a little what I'm doing for the rest of my life. Cause you look like I'm done looking. But girl, the hard truth is that this night don't turn into two. You look like I'm gonna wind up missing you.
Life here has a soundtrack.
I love the playlist.
New Country.
It just fits my life.
I love it.
New Country.
New Country. 93.5.
Used to be a little on the wild side. Used to roam the streets in the moonlight. Up to no good. Didn't matter what was on the label. Underneath the table, yeah, I know I kept you up a couple long nights, climbing out of windows for the wrong guys, up to no good, a winner and picking all the losers, always breaking hearts cause I had to shoot first, I put so many miles in that program, and I know it hurt to watch me go, so I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah, I remember how I met.
ain't talking about being famous. Do you remember all those times you prayed when I strayed? Well, I finally found my way. Got me a good man and learned to love who I am. Yeah, been through hell and back again, but I'm still standing. Anyway, just called to say, hey, Mom, I made it.
Toronto's New Country, 93.5. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir.
And the Mr. and Mrs. too.
Ooh. Yeah. Mrs. or Miss Sasha.
Ugh.
That kind of has a ring to it.
We did get a text about when you use Mr. and Mrs., it's more common to obviously go with the last name.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's very weird to hear Miss Sasha, Mr. Casey. That's weird.
Is it?
I think so.
I think when you're talking with littles, I've been introduced as Mr. Casey.
Oh, okay.
Oh, Mr.
Yeah.
Casey came today. I'm like, hi, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mr. Casey. But then do you think growing up that they think that's my last name?
Probably.
It could be a last name.
It could be a last
right?
name. You're so right.
I never thought of that until this second.
Yeah. I there's just something that doesn't roll off the tongue very well, I think.
Yeah. And then, again, being called ma'am or being called sir,
mm-hmm.
will throw you for a loop.
It's a sign of respect. I do
sure
understand that, but it is so intensely formal, I think.
I was at the bank yesterday and had a bank meeting, and a gentleman was coming in, and I stopped and I held the door for him,
mm-hmm.
an older gentleman with a walking apparatus, perhaps.
Yep, got it.
And I said, hey, I got you, sir. I got you. And I just thought, you're right. It's usually used with older people.
Yes.
So when I get called sir, I'm thinking, am I that older person? Like, am I that person?
Yeah.
In the eyes of the one that's calling me sir, is that's what they're seeing is what I just saw?
But I think you as a man, like, what else could you be called if people didn't know your name, right?
Bub.
Hey, bub. Actually, that is pretty good.
Hey, bubba. I got
you. We talked about this earlier. I still like the idea of Scooter.
Scooter, you want to call me Scooter?
Really
I think I kind of fit it.
You really identify as a
sure.
person that would be called Scooter, I think.
Hey, here comes Scooter. Hey, I got Scooter here. Yeah, listen, you help that sir over there.
It's perfect.
I got Scooter.
It's perfect.
Scooter's with me. Yeah.
I'm going to start using that for you.
Yeah, okay. Christy, when's the last time you used like sir, ma'am, Mrs., Mr., Mrs.?
It's been some time, yeah.
Do you think it's kind of on the outs now?
I mean, it definitely is on the outs, but I think there's a time and place for it. I kind of like it, but I don't use it myself very often.
Yeah, I know. I know. I like the idea of it, too. I do, but I don't use it either.
Yeah.
It's so formal to me, like way too formal.
Hey, when's the last time somebody called you ma'am?
Ooh, it's been some time. Oh. I think that's a good thing, yeah.
Oh, no, I get called ma'am. No, well, I don't get called ma'am all the time. Oh, you know what? That would be weird if I did.
That would be weird.
Hey?
Yeah.
Excuse me, ma'am. I mean, ma'am.
Whoa.
I mean, wow, ma'am. You've really let yourself go.
You are
go.
A handsome woman.
Wow. Wow. Wowee.
I only talk to God when I need a favor. And I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor. God, I need a favor. I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. Swear I spend more Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Choosers, but I pay for all I've done. Just please don't let me lose.
throwing up prayers like Hail Marys if you're still there. Lord, spare me. Oh, my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers like Hail Marys if you're still there. Lord, spare me.
Country 93.5.
I'm the kind to take the keys. Don't sit in a shotgun seat unless I want to. And you make me want to. Hypnotized by the white lines, your hands 10-2 on this heart of mine. Makes me feel at home. Yeah, boy, I'm right at home. In a 4x4 by you. Parked out in the driveway, backed up to a fire on the tailgate, feet on the dashboard, oh, nothing I love more. Not eating nothing, but we in slow motion, up in the mountains or down by the ocean. It's all the same to me, ain't nowhere I'd rather be than in a 4x4 by you.
New Country 93.5.
this place, and I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks, so I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila, so I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy songs, loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on, don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, the ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances the cowboy songs. She only dances the cowboy songs. She makes love like an Amarillo rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think. They can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords, then the truth might give me every chance. A steel guitar, steal her heart if anything can. She only dances the cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in the moment. She comes alive. I gotta find her.
New Country Evenings. It's the Casey Clark Show.
New Country.
New Country, 93.5.
This world don't like the rambling kind. Keep your life inside the lines. Don't go past that trespass sign. Fear ain't good at letting loose, like heavy chains around your boots. Worrying's a waste of your time. So love till you're breathless and live kinda reckless. When the world puts up fences, bust down the gate. Cause you can't rope the wild out of a Mustang. You can't. They polish up that kryptonite. Pretty soon you'll wonder why you can't fly. So rattle the cages and rewrite the pages. Freedom's contagious. Yeah, that's the truth. Cause you can't rope the wild out of a Mustang. You can't tie anchor to a freight train. No, you can't take the wind out of a hurricane. Chasing the sun, let your horses run.
got out of a Mustang. You can't tie an anchor to a freight train. And you can't take the wind out of a hurricane till it's done.
New Country, 93.5. Okay, good to have you here. Our friend of the show, Cynthia, contacted us. She's having some issues with her son moving out.
And I mean, it's great that he's moved out. He's doing his own thing, moving with his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. Check, check, check. But there is one little issue that's kind of preventing Cynthia from going to visit him.
We'll get to those full details in minutes.
17, you don't think that much about life. You're just living a kerosene dancing around the fire, but you're in. So you jump right in, ain't afraid to fall, and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart, and now all that's left of me. She follows me around, so you give what's left of me. Yeah, you give what's left of me. 'Cause she got the best of me. I picked myself up off the floor and found something new worth a living for. And old dusty hand me down six string and a couple chords. I'm getting old.